Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, oddballs. I'm Jensen, and the host of It's an Odd World After All, the podcast. Are you in need of a good spook? This podcast has you covered. Tune in to listen to real-life paranormal events every week. You know, the things that go bump in the night.
Unidentified flying objects.
And strange creatures in the forest.
Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook.
Also, head over to itsanoddworldafterall.com for more, or to submit your own spooky paranormal story to be featured on an episode.
Don't forget to share us with your family and friends.
Hey guys, and welcome to Paranormal Thoughts Podcast. And as always, thanks for joining me. In this episode, we're doing audio proof of ghost and demonic hauntings. Just before we get into that though, I just want to quickly say, please make sure you're subscribed to Paranormal Thoughts on whatever platform you might use, whether that is Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It just keeps you in the loop for every time we post. And also, if you want to leave us a review on whichever platform you use, that helps us out massively as well. Make sure you follow us on our socials. We are on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, you will keep in the loop for every time I post or any extra little bits and pieces as well. At the time of recording this, it is currently January 2023, and Paranormal Thoughts Podcast started on the 7th of October 2016. So the podcast is a bit over 6 years old now, which is unreal. First of all, if you've been listening for quite some time, maybe even from that very sort of beginning, thank you so much for still being here. It means the world. Who would have ever thought I would still be doing this now? But keeping, like, that's a pretty big milestone, obviously, for me. It's the longest ongoing project I've ever worked on. You know, typically things maybe come or go, or the majority of the things I kind of do outside of this have sort of taken place after that initial episode. So it's definitely been the longest running project for me. When I first started doing this podcast, I was 20 years old. And, you know, this year I turned 27. So my whole 20s have lived through Paranormal Thoughts, which is accessible to all of you guys, which is really interesting, very bizarre for me as well. But so obviously hitting a 6-year milestone is a big achievement for myself that I can still come on here and do this. People care more than ever. It's a massive compliment from what I've sort of built from the ground up. But hitting a milestone like that, I've been doing a lot of reflecting and just of all the topics and all the people I've gotten to speak to over the years. And there's been quite a bit, you know, there's quite a bit of content there if you've gone through the back catalogue. And I was thinking recently, I was thinking earlier this week about when I speak to people, maybe for the first time, about the paranormal. I recently had dinner with some friends and they didn't even realize I did this podcast. And I kind of just mentioned what I was doing over that the course of that week. And they were like, oh, what's your podcast? And then kind of having to go into the backstory, but I mean, it's pretty normal for me now. At first, you know, it was something that I didn't really want to talk about a lot. You know, a lot of you listening might be the same. I feel like the paranormal has gotten a lot of popularity in the last, you know, easily over the last 6 years, that's for sure. But typically when I do have these first conversations, people want to know why I believe in all of this. And that's a pretty large question, you know, which is not super easy for me to answer quickly unless people really want to delve into that. And I guess they want to know what evidence I have. You know, after doing this podcast for 6 years, surely I should have something that I can go, yeah, here's some answers that I can really stand behind. And in that reflection, I realized, yeah, there honestly is. I've gotten some pretty amazing audio, I feel, that I've shared over these years. And I thought it'd be kind of cool to share all that audio in this one episode so we can kind of talk around it. And I guess hearing each piece one after the other really, for me, when I went back and listened to some of these episodes to find this evidence, it really starts to, I guess, build on that foundation of I have managed to share, which I believe to be some evidence for at least these ghostly hauntings and also some demonic hauntings as well. So all this audio I'm about to play for you now does exist in previous episodes. So a lot of you listening right now have probably heard this audio before, but as I said, over the course of 6 years, you probably maybe listened to it quite some time ago. I mean, I had forgotten about a lot of this as well. So I think it's really interesting to kind of get to hear all the audio-based evidence that I have found during this podcast and also people I've interviewed and what they've brought forward as well. So this is kind of the best of the best. I've kind of gone through and pretty much all the audio. I mean, to be honest, it's all the audio that has been released because initially I pick the best things to include. There's, you know, if I speak to a paranormal investigator, they might send me a bunch of audio. I will pick maybe the two or the three of the best bits that I think stand on their own. A lot of paranormal investigations, you might hear an EVP, get a recording of a voice that wasn't in the room. And I mean, it does sound like a voice, but a lot of the time you can't actually understand what it is without maybe someone feeding you the words that they might hear. And then, you know, you as a listener can actually then hear that. But I've tried to pick things throughout the podcast that you can maybe actually decipher yourself and not sort of have to be led or anything like that. So what I'm going to be looking at here is five different podcasts over the last 6 years. The first one I want to do is one of the more recent episodes, and this was from I Bought a Haunted House on Purpose. In this episode, I speak to paranormal investigator Jill Shelley, who a few years ago got to do something that she always dreamt about, which was buying a haunted house so she could conduct her research in a property that she owned. Jill spoke about a few different happenings that took place in that house, and I'm going to play those now for you.
The most incredible EVP I think I've ever got in my career is two EVPs of the children talking to each other because one said, "Do you want to play?" And then the other one goes, "No way." We had another little boy that said, "We want to touch your things," as we were putting out toys. One of our favorite EVPs is we were at the dinner table, the team was, and I think we were just talking about like farting and things that were like just, you know, things you wouldn't talk about back in the day, totally inappropriate. And we got an EVP of, we think it's Fred or it could be Minnie, because we have somebody who talks in a really raspy voice, but I feel like it's a female that smokes a lot of cigarettes. But they said, "You're not very proper, are you?"
Now, at the time of recording this interview initially, I hadn't heard that audio. I was just listening to Jill tell me about the audio, and then I got her to send me the files after the interview, and then I inserted them in the interview during the edit. And that's typically how this works. When people tell me about their experiences, most of the time I haven't heard or seen any of the evidence until after the fact. So That's always a really interesting position to be in, because I'm actually just guessing what that actually might sound like. The audio that Jill sent in, I actually went in and cleaned up a fair bit more to get that audio to really be as crystal clear as possible. And I definitely think that those three examples you hear, they definitely sound like human voices speaking. As you can hear, I love the child audio. You can really hear that innocence in the voices. And I think hearing those three examples one after the other, I definitely think that there is more going on in that house. I definitely do believe that Jill has actually bought a haunted property. This next bit of audio comes from a listener of the show named Demi Moore. And this comes from the episode Listener Paranormal Experiences Part 2. The conversation with Demi was really interesting. We kind of speak about her origins into getting into the paranormal and some of her experiences. That was the whole purpose of that interview, was I wanted listeners of the show to come on and speak about some of their paranormal experiences. You know, it's obviously you guys listening, for the most part, a lot of you probably have had unexplained phenomena happen to you. It's just comes with the territory, really. So I spoke to Demi for quite some time, and it was probably more towards the back half of the interview she tells me about this audio recording that she captured. And once again, I didn't hear the recording until I went back, got the audio off her, and put it in the edit. And when I heard the audio, I mean, I played it many, many times over and over because I was pretty shocked. So this audio comes from when Demi was doing some urban exploration at the Larundel Mental Asylum in Victoria. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Larundel Mental Asylum. It was built in 1938. And for the next little while, it was used during World War II as a training base. Then in the 50s post-war, the asylum was actually used for its initial build. When it officially opened in the 50s as a mental asylum, it had 387 patients. 2 years later, 8 additional wards opened, allowing another 360 patients. The hospital closed in the 90s and was left abandoned. And eventually, as anything does, land gets sold and then redeveloped. I believe a lot of the original building is still there because it's heritage listed, but it's all been built into apartments, as you typically do see. I'm going to play the audio for you in just a second, but what you hear, what you're about to hear, is a wailing female. And when you initially hear it, you think, oh, that must be someone who was in that area with Demi, maybe walking past or something like that. But when Demi tells you that she didn't actually hear that voice in real time, it wasn't until she went back and viewed that recording that she heard something, it becomes a lot more sinister, I would say.
This is probably the instance that really, really made me completely be open to the fact that there's definitely things out there. So we went to go do an urban exploration at Larundel. Two of my girlfriends and I, we ended up just walking around the grounds in the new estate and in the new buildings and everything like that. So we were walking through like a pathway between two of the buildings out onto an oval that the estate backs onto, which is La Trobe Uni. I was filming away and just sort of scanning around and panning my camera in the windows and the glass and everything, and just sort of hoping and like begging that when I went back to edit, I'd see like, I don't know, a face or just anything, like just give me something, just show me anything, like I need this. And we went home and I started editing that night, just listening back to the footage and trying to piece everything together to turn it into a video. And I heard this, oh, it was actually so terrifying, this eerie, it was either a giggling or a wailing, but it was definitely like a young woman. I reckon it would have been maybe like a teenage girl or something like that. And they were just sort of like giggling or wailing for a little bit, and we didn't hear this at the time at all. There was no one around at all. It was quite late at night.
I am scared that we're going to look into one of the windows and something's going to pop up. Probably a human. I am scared that we're going to look into one of the windows and something's going to pop up. Probably a human.
This is probably some of the best audio I've been sent. It's really unnerving, and just the fact that, you know, I spoke to Demi for quite some time, I definitely do believe what she's saying, and the fact that she didn't hear it in that moment, it had to, you know, imagine her going home after that night doing some urban exploration and then hearing that voice, hearing that wail, which is quite frightening to begin with, but her not having heard it at the time and going, oh my God, like, what did I just capture? I think it's some very compelling audio and probably some of the best audio I've actually gotten to share on the podcast.
I'm scared that we're going to look into one of the windows and something's going to pop up. Probably a human.
Now, this next bit of audio, I mean, there's a little bit here to break down. This is audio that I captured, and this is back from the episode where I did some paranormal investigating at the National Railway Museum. That podcast was over two parts, the first part being an interview with the Haunted Horizons ghost hunters who I was there with, and then the second part being the actual investigation we did. Now, we had a fair few experiences that night, more than I've had on a paranormal investigation, or I guess a ghost tour, you could say. A lot of it was audio-based, but the issue is that sometimes what you hear in the room with your ears, unfortunately, doesn't really translate well to an audio recording. You have to amplify that sound, which adds a lot of noise to the recording and kind of just makes everything harder to hear. Now, I'm not making an excuse. I'm only going to be picking some audio here, which I think was from unexplainable phenomena. A big moment for me during that investigation was we heard a whistle. Now, not a train whistle. It sounded like someone whistling. And the interesting thing is, earlier that evening, Allison had told me that they've had that reported before. They'd heard that. They'd actually had a recording of it. So when we heard it, we audibly heard it, and I had to go back and then listen, and then we managed to capture that on the recorder. So this took place. We were sitting in a train carriage inside the museum. So, you know, we're inside a structure, inside another structure, right? So hearing the outside world was kind of difficult. You know, you'd have to have a pretty loud noise to have heard something coming from completely outside. That leads me to believe that this whistling sound you're about to hear was definitely inside the shed. It wasn't coming from outside. It wasn't a bird or anything like that. It was definitely in that building with us.
That was a whistle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So once again, I had to really boost the audio because I think it was from quite a distance away, but it does sound really unusual. I do have some audio from Haunted Horizons when they were in that same location doing an investigation. I believe it was 3 or 4 years prior to when we were there recording with them, of the exact same noise.
Is that whistling again?
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
I think it's pretty outstanding that there were reports of this entity whistling. They told us that, you know, we were able to hear their recording of that, and then for us to have that same experience as well. It was kind of the highlight audio-wise of that night for me. And something else that was really strange, as I was saying earlier, you know, when I go back and edit all these interviews and people send me bits and pieces, you know, I don't hear that evidence until the edit. Now, when I was editing the episodes that we did at the Railway Museum, something really strange happened. I did mention this in those original episodes as well, but the audio recorder I was recording onto was malfunctioning, where audio was skipping and missing bits, like something was tampering with it. And I had had this audio recorder for many years, you know, and maybe, yes, it was getting old, who knows, but I've used that recorder after we had done that interview. I hadn't had an issue after that. So I'm going to play you some snippets of audio where the audio recorder is jumping around.
Because it was the same building. Ash.
Yep.
I said, that's just you, Ash, isn't it? Part of the old Port Dock Railway Station.
Okay.
So obviously there being a lot of industrial accidents. Lord of. So we needed these guys convinced. Now, it fingers started in the...
Now, really strange. I haven't heard of this recorder doing anything like that, you know, from anyone else. I know a bunch of people that own this exact same piece of equipment. And once again, I didn't notice until I started editing it because, you know, I wasn't listening to the recording as we were doing it. So when I heard that, and keep in mind, it's known that spirits interact with devices all the time. You know, that's how we typically try to prove that there might be an entity there by getting them to manipulate electronic devices. And the fact that our audio was malfunctioning, unlike anything I'd ever heard before, it was really unusual. And I do think, once again, that was a massive takeaway, and I think some great proof that maybe something was there with us, maybe communicating in a different way.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This next piece of audio comes from the Black Eyed Children episode I did. This is one of my favorite episodes thinking back. It was so unnerving. You know, typically when I'm doing research into any of these paranormal topics, you know, I'm pretty used to reading and hearing and seeing things that, you know, just very unnerving, very unsettling and fascinating, of course. But there's something about reading the Black Eyed Children reports that, I don't know, just being up late at night, reading on my laptop, it made me feel really unsettled. And a bit of the backstory in the Black Eyed Children, literally, it's, you know, does what it says on the box there. These children have these interactions typically with adults where they might approach your house or your car, any situation where they want to be let in. They, you know, and then being children, they're preying on adults, kind of having that nurturing heart, you know, and wanting to actually help these children. But the thing is, when you look into their eyes, they're completely black and people are just really put off about these children wanting to come into their house or into their car, into their personal space. And typically people turn them away. And that evening I was recording that episode, I heard some movement. It sounded like it was coming from the backyard. And keep in mind, so where I record these episodes, it's in a pretty soundproof room. The room has actually been, I don't think I've really spoken about this before, the room I record in is a soundproof room. It probably keeps out maybe half of the sort of volume from the outside world and vice versa, at least half, if not maybe even a little bit more. So for me to hear anything outside, you know, typically if someone is maybe mowing, I can hear the faint sort of sound of that, or, you know, maybe a car horn or something kind of along those lines. But not really much else. And I heard during recording that episode, I heard some scuffling, like it sounded like it was outside. It sounded like it was on the other side of the wall towards maybe the backyard of the house. And then our family dog started to bark at the front door as if there was something there. And I thought maybe someone had come to the house, they were visiting, what kind of have you. But this is the middle of the night. It's probably, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I go downstairs, no one's here. And I mean, it was an interesting headspace to be in because I'm recording this unsettling kind of episode. I mean, I'm hearing these noises as if there was something at the front door. And yes, I think it probably could be chalked up to a coincidence, but I'm going to play you the audio because you can actually hear something moving and then you hear me react, you hear the dog bark and you hear me leave. What happens for these people who actually let the black-eyed children into their house? Ooh, I just got goosebumps all the way down my body. That never happens. Huh. Oh, shit. Ooh. Yes, it probably is. I mean, it is a very strange coincidence, but the hair on my arm stood up. And I did do another episode sometime after about manifestation. And I do believe heavily in manifesting. I think if you want something to happen, something good to happen to you, you know, you have to work towards those goals, but I think you have to really put it out to the universe, really believe that it could happen to you. And I believe that is, you know, it goes hand in hand with the paranormal as well. You know, if you are maybe opening yourself up to a lot of these experiences, you know, there is a good chance you may actually make some contact, have an experience, see something that you may or may not actually want to. You know, that's the thing. I think it's one thing to want to have something happen because I'm one of those people, you know, I'm always sort of searching for answers, or someone who might just be interested in the topic, and because they're so submerged in it that they might actually be letting things in. And I definitely think whatever that noise was, I think it could actually have something to do with the information I was sharing at that very time, the black-eyed children. You know, it was something that made me somewhat uncomfortable, and then having an experience off the back of that. That's the one time I've had something happen during recording a podcast that wasn't, you know, doing that paranormal investigation where I was there to specifically do something like that. And I haven't really had anything else like that since, but I haven't really touched a topic that made me feel so different in comparison to everything else. Oh, shit. I don't really know what to say about that, but it's something that happened, and I had a really strange feeling, and the fact that you can hear something, I don't know. It was a bit of a wild card to throw that in there, but I felt I should include it nonetheless. This next bit of audio comes from Chris and Harmony DeFlorio, who are a married couple who are also demonologists. And I spoke to them in the episode titled The Modern Day Ed and Lorraine Warren. Now, I loved this interview. I had a lot of interest in this interview. Anytime I talk about demonic entities, you guys seem to really enjoy that content. And during that interview, Chris and Harmony tell me about a case they had just finished working on, or maybe even the investigation may have been ongoing at that point. And it was a pretty serious case. Chris and Harmony went out to a family home in Connecticut, and a young girl who was living in the house seemed to have attached herself to a demonic entity. And once again, the exact same situation happened here. Chris and Harmony tell me about the experience, and then after the interview, I got to listen to the audio, and this audio is insane. To actually hear something that sounds demonic is very unnerving, and it actually sounds like something you would probably expect to hear. And, you know, once again, I've spoken to Chris and Harmony multiple occasions, only having done one episode, but, you know, maybe stay tuned for something more to come in the future. But they're the real deal. I really believe in what they're saying. And this audio wasn't actually even captured by them, as you're about to hear. It was actually captured by the owner of the house downstairs recording what was going on upstairs.
We now go up into the attic where there's the most demonic activity to do the Catholic ritual. And we have cameras set up upstairs. And little did I know, one of the family members was downstairs with her iPhone out. We go upstairs and we start doing the prayers. The little girl is saying that her friend in the attic is hurt, that something's happening to him up there. And as we're doing the prayer, she's saying he's falling down. As I'm going, I'm reading a scripture or part of the prayer. This horrific smell starts coming up from the floor. We start reciting the Our Father, and this noise starts to manifest throughout the entire attic. So we finished the one part of the prayer, and Harmony yells down to the family, because we're thinking maybe they're doing something downstairs. And one of the sisters yells up, "That's up there with you. We thought you were doing that." Now, she's recording this entire thing from the first floor. And let me tell you, on her video, it's clear as a bell. It's much, much louder, which means it was probably coming from the second story of the house, because she was on the first. There's a second story and we were in the attic.
Now, that definitely sounds like a growl. Even we kind of talk about in the interview that it kind of does have the sound of maybe furniture being dragged along the ground. But if you really listen, it actually does sound more beast-like. It actually sounds like something with vocal cords, I think, making that noise. Very unsettling, I'd say, that audio. But once again, an amazing piece that... an amazing piece that I've actually been able to share with you guys. It's probably the first time anyone really had gotten to hear that when we put that episode out initially. So it was really cool to bring, I believe, some pretty strong evidence of a demonic haunting. I think for me, hearing all that audio over the course of this podcast really cements that there is evidence out there and that I've been able to share what I believe to be some very credible evidence with you guys. You know, because that's kind of the whole reason for doing the podcast, is getting to share knowledge, information, and as well as entertaining, of course, but really getting to put the best evidence and information I can find out there for you guys, because I feel like there's so much out there which, you know, just doesn't really gel well with me. You know, that's the whole reason for, that's probably the whole reason I still do this, to be perfectly honest, is I really want to give you guys maybe what you don't get in other places. Not to say that other people don't put great evidence out there, because, you know, I listen to a bunch of great people who do that. But that's my goal, is to really educate and support anyone going through a lot of this activity. You know, I'm passionate about this stuff, and it's kind of cool that just on reflection, getting to have shared some of that audio with you guys. You know, once again, you might listen to that and go, you don't believe it. You might not find it proof enough. And that's the thing when dealing with the paranormal, it's really hard to find concrete evidence that, you know, you might not be able to find another explanation for. And it's kind of something that you get used to living with when, you know, you've been doing this podcast for like, you know, 6 years, but then, you know, another 15 years before that being interested in the paranormal. You know, it's kind of a hard pill to swallow, but unfortunately the evidence that we typically find, even if it's really strong, it might not still be exactly, you know, that the smoking gun that we might be after. So I guess for me, the whole reason for doing this is to get to really just showcase that there is evidence out there. And at least from my point of view, I've been able to share some of that. And of course, you know, there's tons that you can go and find, and you can really make your own mind up. But all I can really say is all this audio was shared with me from credible sources. You know, I definitely screen everyone who comes on the podcast. You know, I speak to them typically, you know, through email beforehand, and obviously, you know, I speak to them during the interview that we do, but also, you know, I speak to them before and after as well, the bits that you don't hear, just to kind of, you know, you're friendly with people. It's like kind of going on a date or something, you know. You want to really feel each other out before you get, you know, into any sort of business. So the bits of audio that I captured, I mean, I definitely was not faking anything. I keep saying this, I'd love to do more of the paranormal investigations through the podcast. But, you know, if I was going to fake anything, man, the audio would be a lot clearer than that stuff. But it's just not me. You know, I am very truthful when it comes to this stuff. I want you guys to be able to listen to an episode and come away and go, all right, well, Dylan is, as you know, has just shared what he believes to be the most credible information. I'm not trying to manipulate you guys in any way, you know. I mean, there's enough of that already out there. So that's really all I have to say on this. It was really cool to kind of get to go back and reflect, and, you know, hopefully it's kind of cool for you guys. I'm sure a lot of you have already heard all of this, but maybe hearing it in this context where it's like, wow, okay, there's definitely, you know, there's some proof out there, I would say, and this is just proof that I have, you know. So once you start looking into other investigators, other podcasters, you know, video creators, you can really start to go, wow, there is a ton out there which is quite credible and important to really look at, I think. So now that I have this episode, I guess anyone who I meet who wants to pick my brain for any evidence that I can think of, I mean, I could probably just send them straight here. So this is once again probably a bit of a selfish kind of episode, that it was really for me to, I don't know, I guess really believe in what I'm coming on here and talking about, because you can easily get caught up and just some days just go, what does any of this mean? You know, are we ever actually going to find hard evidence into, you know, all the topics I speak about, specifically, you know, hauntings and so on, which is what we've looked at today. If I had some audio-based evidence of anything else I've spoken about that was given specifically to me or captured by me, it would be included in here. But unfortunately, I don't yet at this point. Hopefully, maybe some other things will uncover themselves over time. But at least here, I can say I have been able to find some really interesting key bits of audio. I'd love to hear what you guys think. And of course, if you're listening to this right now and you've actually captured something unexplainable, please send it in to me. I'd love to do another listener experience stories in the future. Definitely open to all of that. And I just love hearing from you guys, of course, as well. So thank you so much for listening to this. It's really great to get to reflect. And, you know, I hope I'm still doing this in another 6 years' time. I know 6 years is kind of like a weird milestone. It should really probably be more like 5 years, but, you know, I guess that's, you know, it's usually kind of in those increments, isn't it? But no, just the fact that I'm still here, you know, doing it, you guys are loving it more than ever by the seams of it. It's really cool. And I just want to keep doing what we're doing, you know, hopefully getting the opportunity to produce more and more content, you know, trying to make more time for that, because it is, I mean, what I'm doing right now, sitting behind the mic, is the best part of doing Paranormal Thoughts, just getting to talk to you guys. It's the part that I just really enjoy. So as long as I keep enjoying it, I'm going to keep making it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast, check out our socials, and of course, if you know anyone who might be interested in hearing Paranormal Thoughts, please send it through to them. It really helps. Word of mouth is probably the best way to get into more people's headphones. Thanks, guys. I hope you enjoyed me sharing some proof of ghost and demonic hauntings here with you on this episode. I'll catch you in another podcast really soon. Thanks. Bye.